hard battle this evening, Matt, against Kidderminster in the playoffs?
Yeah, hard battle. We knew it was going to be that. You know, there's a lot at stake. First 15, 20 minutes, I think they were slightly better than us. And then we settled into the game. And the last 20 minutes, we were the top team. Second half, for me, we were a lot better than them. And it's a worldy goal, but that's fine margins in football. We could have scored a worldy goal, and it could have been the other way around. And it's fine margins. Football is about fine margins. So we know that we're as good, if not better, than Kidderminster. We've shown that tonight. We've shown that in the league when we beat them here and we drew with them at their place and missed a penalty late on and could have nicked it there. Disappointing because of the result, but we'll go there full of confidence.
Richie Branigan put off a great save the first time.
Richie Branigan's come back in after missing games through injury, and he was fantastic tonight. He did really well. But the lads did. You know, we had a slow start, you know, a nervy start, I think it was, the occasion. But once we settled, we showed what we're about, and the last 15 minutes, as I said, we started to control the game. In the second half, I think we completely controlled the game, and it was a worldy goal, which we could have scored. It was against the run of play, and I'm not disappointed with the performance tonight.
Even Stevens at half time, what did you say to the lads going into the break?
I just said it was a little bit frustrating. It was a little bit frustrating at the first half, because I think we got into good areas and we were still 100 mile an hour. And I said, we need a little bit more composure when we get in areas. And I said, it's going to be a war. We want to be combative. We want to take the game to them. We want to be aggressive and we want to be powerful, because they won't like that. We were that. And then when we got into good areas, we didn't relax. And we needed a little bit more composure. And we showed that in the second half. And all credit to the boys. They kept on working. They kept the energy levels up, and we created more chances than they did, I feel.
In the second half, you brought Roscoe on. Just did that give you a different dimension?
Yeah, no. Adam Blakeman had a bit of a knock, so it was like for like. And when Roscoe came on, he was fantastic. And another threat, another aerial threat, another physical presence, which they don't like. It wasn't our day today, and we didn't get the rub of the green in terms of decisions. And you know, I don't like blaming referees. The referee is a nice guy, and I chat with him, and he is a good guy, but maybe he wasn't the best referee for us tonight.
Is that what it comes down to sometimes, when the referees make them decisions?
Decisions, sometimes you get decisions for you and against you. I didn't think we got very many decisions at all today. I'm not going to criticise referees, I don't think we got the right decisions today. But it's all about the rub of the green and fine margins, and we showed how good we are today. And if we take that performance, especially second half, and take the energy levels in the second half, and that fight to Kidderminster, this game's not over at all.
You mentioned chances and things, and they got, like I said, a great goal. Sometimes you've got to take your hat off and applaud that.
No, it's a fantastic goal. It's a worldie. And we had a couple of shots that blazed over the bar. But this is it, and this goes down to fine margins. Sometimes you hit a worldie and it goes in the roof of the net, and theirs did. And it was against the run of play. I'm not going to take anything away from the lads' effort and the endeavour. And this game is still very much on. We were down and out at FC United, 3-0 down at half time, and we fought back, and we ended up drawing 3-3 with 45 minutes to go. We've got 90 minutes to go, and it's only 1-0. There's no away goals, I'm told, so we'll go there. It's 1-0 at half time, but we've got 90 minutes to adjust it.
Any injury worries to think about?
No, that? And there may be a couple of, there may be Stevie Jordan to come back in, so we, you know, there's no injury worries, and maybe additions that can come back in.
I think it'll work in our favour on Sunday, going there and playing with no fear, really.
There was no fear tonight. There's no fear. We've overachieved this season, and I said that to the lads. We've overachieved this season, but great people want to achieve more, you know what I mean? And I said to them, let's be great. We want to keep achieving. You know, we've punched above our weight this season, but now we're here. Let's keep achieving, and let's keep getting stronger and stronger. Let's keep getting better and better. And they bought into it, and they want to do that. And I love my boys, and I love them. I love their endeavour. I love their energy, and I love every single one of them. We've got a fantastic dressing room, and we'll go to Kidderminster on Sunday, and we'll put up one hell of a fight. I promise you that.
How much of a pivotal part will the fans play on Sunday?
They were unbelievable tonight, and that's the best they've been at home. And if they can do that away from home, and I know they're brilliant away from home, if they do the same, they'll take us over that line.